From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ann Ball reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump met with British Prime Minister Theresa May on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Trump said it was an honor to meet May and that they have a great relationship. Trump also met with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and will give a speech on Friday. President Trump says he is willing to answer any questions under oath as part of a special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation into Russian interference in the 2016 election. Trump also suggested he is being investigated for obstruction of justice as part of the Russia probe because he was fighting back against the probe. Turkey has rejected Washington's account of what U.S. President Donald Trump said to his Turkish counterpart, denying that there was any call to de-escalate the military operation in Afrin. The White House reported Trump said the Turkish operation risks undercutting our shared goals in Syria and urged Turkey to de-escalate, limit the military actions, and avoid civilian casualties and increases to displaced persons and refugees. The dispute over the contents of the telephone call is exacerbating a lack of trust between the two NATO allies. The International Olympic Committee said new evidence is being used to vet Russian athletes ahead of the Olympic Games. The IOC said a database from Moscow anti-doping labs show evidence of attempts to hide and modify. This is VOA News. UNICEF Executive Director Justin Forsythe said Wednesday Rohingya refugees living in congested temporary camps in southern Bangladesh do not currently have a secure and safe environment to go back to Myanmar. He said that they are working in Rakhine in Myanmar, but they do not have access to all the different areas. So, as well as security, they need to be able to provide humanitarian support for people when they return and the moment those conditions aren't in place. The comments come as Myanmar expressed readiness to start receiving an estimated 680,000 Rohingya Muslims who fled incredible violence over the last 5 months. They have been living in Bangladesh. 12 North Korean female ice hockey players crossed the border Thursday to join their counterparts in the South to form the first ever United Korean Olympic team since the two sides split in the 1950s Civil War. They were wearing red and white winter parkas emblazoned with North Korea's official name, DPR Korea. The players were greeted with flower bouquets by their new teammates and their head coach. The North and South players will practice separately for several days before merging on the same rink. The two Koreas have fielded a joint international athletic team only twice since the split: a world table tennis squad in 1991, and a youth international football team that same year. A new report shows that smoking rates among Americans are at historic lows, but the U.S. still has one of the highest rates of tobacco-related deaths in the world. The report finds that states which offer smoking cessation programs to people with low incomes see smoking rates in the group fall. Thomas Carr, who's the association's director of national policy, says his organization is also calling for states to raise the age at which young adults can buy tobacco products to 21, since most people start smoking when they are still teenagers. So far, 5 states have done so. I'm Ann Ball in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.